sighed Maisie, a lazy bird hatching an egg.
I'm tired, and I'm bored, and I've kinks in my leg from sitting, just sitting here day after day. It's work. How I hate it. I'd much rather play. I'd take a vacation, fly off for a rest. If I could only find someone to stay on my nest. If I could find someone, I'd fly away, free!
Then Horton the elephant passed by her tree.
Hello!
Called the lazy bird, smiling her best.
You've nothing to do, and I do need a rest. Would you like to sit on the egg in my nest?
The elephant laughed.
Why, of all silly things, I haven't feathers, and I haven't wings. Me on your egg? Why, that doesn't make sense. Your egg is so small, ma'am, and I'm so immense.
Tut, tut.
Answered Maisie.
I know you're not small, but I'm sure you can do it. No trouble at all. Just sit on it softly. You're gentle and kind. Come, be a good fellow. I know you won't mind.
I can't,
said the elephant.
Please,
begged the bird.
I won't be gone long, sir. I give you my word I'll hurry right back. Why, I'll never be missed.
Very well,
said the elephant.
Since you insist. You want a vacation? Go fly off and take it. I'll sit on your egg and I'll try not to break it. I'll stay and be faithful. I mean what I say.
Toodaloo!
Sang out Maisie and fluttered away.
The first thing to do,
murmured Horton.
Let's see. The first thing to do is to prop up this tree and make it much stronger. That has to be done before I climb up it. I must weigh a ton.
Then carefully, tenderly, gently, he crept up the trunk to the nest where the little egg slept. Then Horton the elephant smiled.
Now that's that.
And he sat, and he sat, and he sat, and he sat. And he sat all that day, and he kept the egg warm. And he sat all that night through a terrible storm. It poured, and it lightninged. It thundered, it rumbled.
This isn't much fun,
the poor elephant rumbled.
I wish she'd come back, 'cause I'm cold and I'm wet. I hope that Maisie bird doesn't forget.
But Maisie, by this time, was far beyond reach, enjoying the sunshine way off in Palm Beach, and having such fun, such a wonderful rest, decided she'd never go back to her nest. So Horton kept sitting there day after day. And soon it was autumn. The leaves blew away. And then came the winter, the snow and the sleet. And icicles hung from his trunk and his feet. But Horton kept sitting and said with a sneeze,
I'll stay on this egg and I won't let it freeze. I meant what I said and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful. 100%.
So poor Horton sat there the whole winter through. And then came the springtime with troubles anew. His friends gathered round and they shouted with glee,
Look, Horton the elephant's up in a tree.
They taunted, they teased him, they yelled,
How absurd! Old Horton the elephant thinks he's a bird.
They laughed, and they laughed, and they all ran away. And Horton was lonely. He wanted to play. But he sat on the egg and continued to say,
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful. 100%. No matter what happens, this egg must be tended.
But poor Horton's troubles were far, far from ended. For while Horton sat there so faithful, so kind, three hunters came sneaking up softly behind. He heard the men's footsteps. He turned with a start. Three rifles were aiming right straight at his heart. Did he run? He did not. Horton stayed on that nest. He held his head high, and he threw out his chest, and he looked at the hunters as much as to say,
Shoot if you must, but I won't run away. I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful. 100%.
But the men didn't shoot. Much to Horton's surprise, they dropped their three guns and stared with wide eyes.
Look!
They all shouted.
Can such a thing be? An elephant sitting on top of a tree. This is amazing. He's terribly funny. Say, we could sell him to a circus for money. Let's take him with us. Let's take the egg, too. Let's take the whole tree now. That's just what we'll do.
They dug the tree up, right up out of the ground, with Horton still on it, not making a sound. And they hoisted the tree up right into a wagon, with ropes on the front for the pullers to drag on.
We're off!
The men shouted, and off they all went, with Horton unhappy. 100%. Mile after mile over rough jungle road, they yanked and they pulled and they dragged the strange load. Day and night they bumped on, without ever a stop, with the tree in the wagon and Horton on top. He could have jumped off, but he'd given his word that he'd sit and take care of that egg for that bird. So he gritted his teeth and he swallowed a sob. And faithful old Horton stayed right on the job. Night and day they bumped on till he thought he would die. They dragged him up mountains 10,000 feet high. Then down, down the mountains, right down to the sea, went the cart with the elephant, egg, nest, and tree. Then out of the wagon and onto a ship, out over the ocean. And oh, what a trip! Rolling and tossing and splashed with the spray. And Horton said day after day after day,
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. But oh, am I seasick! 100%.
After bobbing around for 2 weeks like a cork, they landed at last in the town of New York. The men shouted, and down with a lurch went Horton the elephant, still on his perch, still on the egg that could just scarcely hold him. Bump, Horton landed, and then the men sold him. Sold to a circus. Then week after week they showed him to people at 10 cents a peek. They took him to Boston, to Kalamazoo, Chicago, Weehawken, and Washington, too. To Dayton, Ohio, St. Paul, Minnesota, to Wichita, Kansas, to Drake, North Dakota. And everywhere, thousands of folks flocked to see and laugh at the elephant up in a tree. Poor Horton grew sadder the farther he went. But he said as he sat in the hot, noisy tent,
I meant what I said, and I said what I meant. An elephant's faithful. 100%.
Then one day, the circus show happened to reach a town way down south, not so far from Palm Beach. And dawdling along way up high in the sky, who of all people should chance to fly by but that old good-for-nothing bird, Runaway Maisie, still on vacation and still just as lazy. And spying the flags and the tents just below, she sang out,
"What fun! Why, I'll go to the show!"
And she swooped from the clouds through Horton's tent door.
"Good gracious!"
gasped Maisie.
"I've seen you before!"
Poor Horton looked up with his face white as chalk. He started to speak. But before he could talk, there suddenly rang out the strangest weird squeaks from the egg he had sat on for 51 weeks. A thumping, a bumping, a wild, alive scratching.
"My egg!"
shouted Horton.
"My egg! Why, it's hatching!"
"But it's mine!"
screamed the bird when she heard the egg crack. The work was all done. Now she wanted it back.
"It's my egg!"
she sputtered.
"You stole it from me! Get off of my nest and get out of my tree!"
Poor Horton backed down with a sad, heavy heart. But at that very instant, the egg burst apart. And out of the pieces of red and white shell from the egg that he'd sat on so long and so well, Horton the elephant saw something whiz. It had ears and a tail and a trunk just like his.
"My goodness,"
gulped Horton.
"Good gracious, my word. It looks just like me, but with wings like a bird."
And the elephant bird began whizzing about, and the people all stared with their eyes popping out. And they cheered, and they cheered, and they cheered more and more. They'd never seen anything like it before. Then the elephant bird perched on Horton's proud head, and he opened his mouth, and you know what he said? He said, which in elephant bird language means, "Daddy." And it should be. It should be. It should be like that. Because Horton was faithful. He sat and he sat. He meant what he said and he said what he meant. And now he was happy. 100%.